in him will never be put to shame. Don't you know whatever that you do for God, can't nobody step you aside. If you just walk in the doors, and when the doors swing wide open, the Bible say, whosoever will, let him come. Not because of what you had on when you stepped in the door. See, we getting ready to celebrate the risen Christ. We celebrating with a bunny. But I'm telling you, the bunny can't save you. We celebrate for Jesus. Jesus rose up on the third day so we all can have a chance to the tree of life. Ain't God good? Yeah. He blessed us so much. The Bible says a stone that causes men to stumble, a rock that trips them over. But don't you know it said a man that walks in the daytime, but it's hard to stumble when you're down on your knees and say, every knee got to bow, every tongue got to confess. See, but you are a chosen priesthood, a royal priesthood, by a holy nation, a people of promises and possessions, so that you may proclaim and praise and spread the good news wherever that you go, that he may be also. Ain't God good? Yeah. He said, and we are a marvelous light. Where we once was in darkness, but now we're in the marvelous light. The Bible say once was lost, but now I'm found. Blind, but I can see. Glory, glory, glory to the newborn king that rose up on the third day. And no matter what man say, that they can't stop you from getting to the promised land. Oh, Lord, I thank you. And the Bible say once you were not a people, but now you are God's people. You are a chosen people. You had not received mercy, but now you got mercy on one side. You got grace on the other, that you can walk in the valley of the shadow of death. You can walk just a closer deal. You can lift up your hands. You can look up into the hills, which cometh all your help. All your help comes from God. Ain't God good? We thank you for old rag like me. We go around thinking we something because of the name code that what we wear. But it's something on the inside. There's something on the inside. Inside your heart. Ain't God good? Blessed be in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Don't you know that everything that you sow up, that you shall reap? Don't you want to sow some love? Don't you want to sow some joy? Don't you want to sow some hope? Don't you want to give some praise? Don't you want to lift up his holy name? Don't you want to be covered in the blood? Don't you want to walk when you're in the valley? You're covered in the blood. You ain't got to worry about the enemies. And no matter what you do or wherever that you're going, God protection is always there. Because early in the morning when the sun rises, God got you. And when the noontime come and you're in the valley, he protects you. And when the darkness come, he's a light over the whole world. Ain't God good? We just want to thank you. That's but just this day, because tomorrow's too big. Yesterday already gone. Glory, glory, glory. Glory, glory, glory. Rejected by man, but favored on God. Rejected by man, but covered in the blood. Ain't God good? He kept us here another day, journey. Soon and very soon. Soon and very soon. We're going to see the kingdom. I don't know about you, but he heard my cry. And if he didn't hear your cry, he heard my cry. Because I get down on my knees. I talk to the Father. Then I get connected through the Son. Can't talk to one, let you talk to both of them. Ain't God good? He's a blessing all by itself. He's a miracle worker. He's a land of the valley. He's the trees, the moons, and the stars. You can't get around him. Can't get over him. Can't get beneath him. Because he's almighty.
Almighty God.
Everlasting. Oh, Lord, we thank you.
Thank you.
We thank you.
Thank you.
We thank you.
Thank you.
And we need you.
We need you, Lord.
We need you.
Yes, Lord.
You're the best thing.
Yes, Lord.
So God has smiles on us because he is Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. And if Sister Sue don't mind, just to give us a little more of that smile on me, it would be
God
an honor.
God has smiles on me. He has set me free. Oh, God has smiles on me. He's been good to me. Amazing grace. How sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. Oh, I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now.
Amen. And amen.
A
At this time, if you have not received Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, right now we would like you to bow your heads and pray this sinner's prayer. Oh, dear Heavenly Father, right now we are lost. Let us confess our faults. Let us go to the throne and get on our knees and ask God to forgive us. And let us repent and create us a clean heart and renew in us a right spirit. And don't you know when you come to the Lord Jesus Christ that a man can be forgiven 70 times 7? So how do you expect to be forgiven to your Father when you can't even forgive your neighbor? So the Bible says, love thy neighbor as thyself. And without love, there is no God in you. And we thank you. And we thank you and bless you. And whosoever will receive this prayer, and we will all be blessed because we believe that Jesus is the heir of the kingdom. And we thank you. And amen.
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 Joy, joy, joy.
Now listening to the Alpha and Omega Outreach Ministries, Pastor Sandra King at 4321 Shady Lane, Alexandria, Louisiana. Services are Sundays at 1 p.m. Come out and enjoy our services and bless the Lord. You are brought to by our sponsors, Geneva Creation at 4321 Shady Lane, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302, 318-613-8503, where you can get your tailoring and your mending and whatever else that you need done for your home interiors. And Sudo's Beauty Salon, also at 4321 Shady Lane, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. Number is 318-308-1572, where you can get your hair styled and designed at your pleasing. And again, we are Alpha and Omega Outreach Ministry with Pastor Sandra King at 4321 Shady Lane, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. Phone number 318-704-7939. Again, her number is 318-704-7939. Call her and let her know what you feel. Thank you, and enjoy our blessings.
Oh, he's a wonder in my soul.
I feel that, y'all.
Ladies and gentlemen, the gospel is on your radio.
I'm thirsty.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria, 88.1. K255BT, Monroe, West Monroe, 98.9. K223BI, Greenwood, Shreveport, 92.5. KQJO, St. Joseph, Natchez, 99.3. He's a wonder. And the gospel continues to grow. Praising the Lord. In Senla and in Miss Lou.
My soul. Come on, Mama, and tell me what he's been to you.
The Word with Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I invite you to stay tuned as I share a powerful message from God's Word that will change your life. It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes out of the mouth of God. And now, here's today's message.
Hallelujah. Beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial. You know the fiery trial? Trouble, calamity, trials. Trials that test your character as though some strange thing happened to you. But then he says this, but rejoice. Don't that sound like Jesus?
Yeah.
Count it all joy when you're surrounded by different kinds of tribulation and tests and trials, temptation. The message is consistent that when you're going through a hard place, you need to put your praise on. Hallelujah. You need to rejoice in as much as you are partakers of Christ's sufferings. Now, you see, when you are suffering a hard place, going through a struggle, but you're doing everything God told you to do, then you're actually suffering with him. That suffering that's been approved by him. So he tell you to rejoice in it because I've already got built-in victory plan. You keep trusting God, keep your eyes on Jesus, and you'll walk right through that trial right on into victory. I mean, you can see it all through the Bible. I mean, what about Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego? Didn't they have a trial? Yeah, didn't they have a great ordeal in front of them? Wasn't their faith tested? But they went through the trial. They went into that fiery furnace and came out without the smell of smoke on them. Boy, I'll tell you what, I bet they's happy when they come out of that. I bet you couldn't contain their joy. You talk about a sign and a wonder. You talk about amazing miracle. And great joy right in the midst of it. 1 Peter 3, verse number 8. Listen at this right here. I'm going to read this out of New Living Translation. It says, all praise to God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. It is by his great mercy that we have been born again because God raised Jesus Christ from the dead. Now we live with great expectation. And we have a priceless inheritance, an inheritance that is kept in heaven for you, pure and undefiled, beyond the reach of change and decay. And through your faith, God is protecting you by his power until you receive this salvation, which is ready to be revealed on the last day for all to see. So be truly glad. That means rejoice.
Yes, sir.
So be truly glad. There is a wonderful joy ahead. Even though you have to endure many trials for a little while, these trials will show that your faith is genuine. It is being tested as fire tests and purifies gold. Though your faith is far more precious than mere gold, so when your faith remains strong through many trials, it will bring you much praise and glory and honor on the day when Jesus Christ is revealed to the whole world. You love him even though you have never seen him. Though you do not see him now, you trust him and you rejoice with a glorious, inexpressible joy, joy unspeakable and full of glory. This life does not come without some bumps and bruises along the way. This life is not one of the absence of adversity. But in the midst of the adversity, God gives us the grace and manifests his goodness that allows us to keep on moving and to keep on trusting him. How many of y'all been through some stuff? Why are you still here? Because God been good to you. Because God been good to you. Because he has supplied to you what you needed when you needed it. Amen? Praise God. Now turn to Jeremiah chapter 18. This is really what I want to talk to you about just for a few moments. You got to stay on the potter's wheel. To stay in God's plan, you have to constantly make sure that you're allowing God to do in you what he wants to do. Listen at this right here. The word which came to Jeremiah from the Lord saying, arise and go down to the potter's house, and there I will cause thee to hear my words. Now, preached a message a couple of Sundays ago about a place called there. Now, you made a statement that God always talked to you when you get here. There's certain places that God ordained for you to hear from him.
Amen.
It's just like, you know, being in ministry. There's certain conferences that you make a point to go to because God speaks to you at those places, and he leads you to go. I remember way back in the late 90s, I never had any desire to go to camp meeting or the Winter Bible Seminar, Brother Hagin. You know, that was all good. No, nothing wrong with that. I never had no desire to go. So one day at Saturday evening prayer, I was on my knees, and I was praying in the Spirit, and I heard the Lord speak to me, because he speaks to you in the place of prayer. God speaks to you in his house, in the church building, in the assembly, because you know church is us, but in the place where we gather, he speaks there. There are certain places that he speaks. There are certain places God will do certain things in your life. Like he told Elijah, he says, I want you to go to the brook Cherith because I've commanded. He said, I commanded some ravens to feed you there. That, look, that provision was going to be at the brook. It wasn't going to be at no other brook. So there's certain places God wants you to be to hear from him. Okay, so I'm sitting there, I'm praying. I ain't thinking about winning a Bible seminar or anything. Then all of a sudden I heard the Lord say, I want you to go to win a Bible seminar this year. And I said, oh, okay. Wow. I said, I ain't never had no desire to go, but God want me to go, so I'm going this year. So I made plans to go. And I got some of the greatest blessings. Amen. In those 3 or 4 days that I was up there. Oh, I'm going to tell you, it changed my life. It changed some of my thinking. Put me on the right track. Amen. So God many times would tell you, I want you, like he told Jeremiah here, he said, now I want you to go down to the potter's house. He said, because I'm going to speak to you there. Now, naturally, God can speak to you anywhere you are. But when you're listening to him, he might tell you where to go to hear a word from him. All right, then let's keep reading here. He says, arise, go down to the potter's house, and there I will cause thee to hear my words. Then I went down to the potter's house, and behold, he wrought a work on the wheels. And the vessel that he made of clay was marred in the hand of the potter. So he made it again, another vessel, as seemed good to the potter to make it. Then the word of the Lord came to me, saying, O house of Israel, cannot I do with you as this potter, saith the Lord. Behold, as the clay is in the potter's hand, so are you in my hand, O house of Israel. Now, I believe this scripture right here pertains to us. Because God is the potter. Amen. Praise God. And we're all on the wheel. Some of us jump off the wheel, though. Hey, look, you done did enough fashioning. Ain't going to be no more shaping. Fast. It's pressure. I ain't handling this. And we run from the plan of God. And we run to our own destruction. But you got to stay in the place God set you. And you got to let God mold you and shape you where you are. You let him have his way. The word marred there means spoil, ruin. In another translation said this here. He said that the clay was marred in his hand. Says something went wrong with it. Something went wrong. And so sometimes people get in a situation where things in their life don't turn out like they planned. And they say, something went wrong. How many of you have made a bad decision? Yeah. Praise God. We never made a decision we can't recover from in God. If you keep your eyes on Jesus, you can recover from any bad decision you made. It may take a little time. God working through your soul, because we got our own will and our own way a lot of times. And some things we resist God, and we don't allow God to do what he want to do in us. In real simple things, there are some people God can't even get to go to church. They struggle just going to church every Sunday. Now, that's a simple thing. The Lord said, get up and go to church. Oh, I'm tired. I ain't had no rest this week. All right. Who knows what you're missing? You just never know. You need to be where you need to be. Yes. When you need to be there. Amen. I went down to the potter's house, and behold, he wrought a work on the wheel. See, God's always working in our life. And the vessel that he made was marred in the hand of the potter. So he made it again. In other words, the potter didn't take that piece of clay and throw it over in the clay pile. Yeah. He didn't throw it away. Guess what he did? In other words, when the potter looked at what had happened in his hands, he said, this is not agreeable to me. I don't like what I'm seeing. Yeah. So what he did, he just took it and said, I'm going to make another vessel.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
I'm going to make a brand new one. Yeah. Glory to God. I'm going to reshape this until it's fully pleasing to me, until it is desirable to me, until I like what I'm seeing. Because he have an image in his mind of what that, of what your life is supposed to look like. God has a plan of what your life is supposed to be and how it's supposed to look. Amen. And he'll keep on working with you. I mean, sometimes it seems like he's hammering on you, but he's molding you and shaping you into what you ought to be. And you have to allow that process of God changing you and allow him to challenge you and to shape your character, even in the tough places that you find yourself sometimes. Sometimes we get in bad places because of bad decision, but God's grace reaches. How many of you know God's grace reach over into the bad place? I mean, if it didn't, there wouldn't be no cross. God stuck a cross right there in all that iniquity and sin. Sometimes we put ourselves in bitter situations, but I'm going to tell you, there's a cross. There's a tree that can be put in there that'll change everything. Amen? Amen. Through God's grace and through his goodness. Amen? So he said this, I will make another vessel as it seems good to the potter to make it. So I believe that God is challenging us today to say, God, keep working in me. Keep molding, keep shaping, keep forming and framing me so I am exactly what you intended me to be. Amen. So I am doing exactly what you intended me to do. Because none of us have the full picture of what our life's supposed to look like. I mean, if you'd have asked me 20 years ago, would I be pastoring a church in Alexandria? I'd have said, ain't no way. Let's do one better than that. If you'd have asked me if I was going to be a minister, I'd have said, ain't no way. I don't want to do none of that. I had my plan, you know. But the more you allow God to work with you and shape you and put desires in you, he'll begin to reveal glimpses and begin to show you things to come. He'll reveal the end from the beginning. He'll give you enough information to keep you on track, to keep you going in the direction he wants you to go in. And you got to stay right there. Amen. God is developing. He's molding, framing, forming, shaping us into what he wants us to be. Through all the broken places in our life, God uses them for his glory because he shapes our lives according to what pleases him. And you have to trust the potter. That the potter know what he's doing. Let me tell you something. Sometimes people get in places where they feel like I'm starting all over. You don't start over with God. God just do something new in your life. He just starts a new season. And all of things that you have benefited from and all the knowledge that you've acquired over all those years, he'll use every bit of that. So you don't throw away that. Of what God has taught you. Now, I'm talking about if you're in the will of God, and you're in the will of God, and sometimes people go through painful things like divorce or family situations that are hurtful. You know, sometimes people lose a job and say, I got to start all over. I'm going to tell you, when you're trusting God, you allow God to work in you, I'm going to tell you, the Bible says he made another vessel. That means he made it what he wanted it to be. He brought a freshness. He brought a refreshing, a vitality. I mean, he brought brand new life into that person. Amen. Because that piece of clay, that pot, is representative of people. Because of the next verse, he says, then the word of the Lord came to me saying, O house of Israel, cannot I do with you as this potter? God asked the question, can I do with you like the potter does to a piece of clay? Will you allow me to shape you and mold you? Because in the shaping and the molding, God has good plan for you. There's a good outcome. And that's where you have to trust the master that he has a good plan for you. You see, David, through all of his adversity, how many of you know David had adversity? How many of you know he was anointed 3 times to be king before it happened? It seemed like first time, you think that's going to happen in 6 months. I'm going to tell you what, no 6 months. Adversity, adversity, adversity. But he said this in Psalm 27. I would have fainted, lost heart, given up, quit, walked away, if I had not believed to see the goodness of God in the land of the living. He said, let me tell you something. Another translation says, What would have become of me if I had not believed to see the goodness of God in the land of the living? So you have to believe that God has a good plan, and you have to trust in that plan that it's going to work out good even when you don't understand. I'm sure that there were days when David didn't understand, when he couldn't figure out God's plan. I'm sure that Joseph, who went through great adversity, probably had battles in his mind wondering what God was doing with him, when it seemed like that what God had spoken over him, that he was 1,000,000 miles away from him. How is this ever going to happen? God's given many of you dreams and visions of your life. And you look at where you are and where you know God want to take you, and you say, boy, I just ain't going to never get there. How is that going to ever happen? I've thought that about a lot of things in my life. How's this ever going to happen? I wondered if I'd ever pastor this church full time. I'd stand over there in the hospitality room, look out the window and pray, look at that car wash over there, and say, I wonder if I ever pastor this church full time here. Just seemed like it was never going to happen. When God told me that I had 1 year left on my job at IP, before I was even a pastor, he said, you got 1 more year there, do a good job. And 6 months later, I was looking at a blank picture, just like a canvas with no painting on it, just empty, just nothing. But God brings his word to pass. And if you stay faithful to God and you just keep doing what he tells you to do, you keep on seeking after him, you keep putting your hunger on display, you do the basic things, being in church. I mean, simple things that people discount and say, oh, that ain't worth much. That don't count for much, but little things count big in the eyes of God, because God tests you with the little things and the things that seem insignificant, and how you treat those things lets him know how you're going to do big things. Some people say, let me start off big. You ain't going to start big. God will give you a little bit of assignment, a little assignment, a small assignment in your eyes. Maybe in the eyes of other people. And if you're not faithful with it, he say, you know what? I can't give them nothing big. They're not even faithful in the little thing. I just asked them to take the trash out. I can't even give them to take trash out. Oh, God, I want to preach to thousands. I want to preach to thousands. Oh, Lord. The Lord say, go talk to that little person right down there. Go minister that person right there. That one person right there. I ain't got time. What if they reject me? You think about the rejection of one person? What you think about 1,000 people? Well, you talk about putting yourself out there. God wants you to stay on the wheel because he's good. You go through the process of letting him train you, because God will develop you, train you to be the person that he wants you to be. And you don't have to ever worry about being late. You don't have to think about starting over. You have to let God be your potter and not somebody else. Don't let others shape and mold you according to their